Usually when you're wearing your tzitzis or your talus, the strings fly all over the place. We talked about when you put it on. But often when you're wearing it, you have two strings in the front, two strings in the back, on the sides. How makbid do you have to be about keeping the tzitzis in the proper place? So the Medrash, cited by the Bala Itor, which is also cited in the Beis Yosef, says, but by Az Yashar, it says, V'amayim lahem choma, that the water became a wall. Okay. The Malach Gavriel, says the Medrash, warned the water that it better not fall down, this water behind the Jewish people, because the Jews would be very careful to do a mitzvah behind them, just that the water is behind them, i.e., wearing tzitzis, or two tzitzis, the Medrash doesn't say two tzitzis, but tzitzis behind them. That's what the Medrash says. Correct. But the Medrash says, maybe when they walk through the water already, it's a very troubling Medrash, right? Hard to understand like what exactly the pshat is. And so it says the kesher of tefillin and the tzitzis will be a zechus for the Jewish people, and therefore the water shouldn't come crashing down. That's what the Medrash says. The Bala Itor also quotes a Yerushalmi, which we don't have, which says that when you teach a child to put on tzitzis, you have to make sure that you teach him to do the atifa, the wrapping which we talked about, and to make sure that he has the two tzitzis behind him, and two tzitzis in front. So again, you see this concept, that there's an important idea in halacha about having two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in back. Says Shulchan Aruch, based upon this, a halach which doesn't get a lot of airtime, but it says, Machzir shtei tzitzis lefanov, ushtayim lachorov, kidei shei misuvav b'mitzvahs. To make sure that you're surrounded with mitzvahs, make sure you have two in front, two behind you, which is essentially what we do. But the question is, how serious of a requirement is this? So the Ramah, later on, is pretty interesting. At the end of Simen Yud, talks about a certain beged. I wish I could understand what type of this beged is. Maybe you could figure it out. But some type of beged, which is like folded over, and it all doesn't have four corners, two in the front, two in the back. It has them bunched up. I'll read this to you. Maybe you understand this. Okay. It says, V'hu ad malbushim shel gliwus b'nei Ashkenaz u'Sfard, ho ve'ein kanfeim asuyin shei shnayim v'fneim v'shnayim achreim mechuvanim zu k'neged zu. Since the two corners in the front are not equal to the two corners in the back, I don't know what it looks like, but I guess there's a couple of corners on the side, or maybe this way. It says, because it's not two and two, it's potter in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So you see very clearly from the Ramah, he's taking this requirement of two in the front and two in the back is a really serious issue. And if you have a beged which doesn't have the corners properly aligned like that, it's actually putter from tzitzis. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah, this is a ikuva. It's a requirement, an absolute requirement for tzitzis to have two strings in the front, two strings in the back. And he cites the pasuk, he says, Al arba kanfos kisusrecha, and which is that you have to have, that I guess the four corners has to be a corner, and therefore two in the front, two in the back. Now, if you look at the Ber Halacha, he completely downplays this. He says it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. This is a nice idea. Okay, the Ramah doesn't mean that, like, that's the full reason why you're putter, I guess. It's just that, yeah, it's a nice idea. You should have two in the front, two in the back, but not that if your tzitzis get messed up, that you aren't fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis properly. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, even if it's on the side is like the back as well. So, to say the sides of the back as well. So you're basically covered on all bases. You basically fulfill this entire thing. Now, comes along with Siach Tefillin and cites the famous Bir Agra. You sometimes see people doing this and you're like, okay, they're not Jewish. Then if you tell them Vilna Gaon didn't do it either, then you're like, oh, what are we talking about? Not holding the four tzitzis by Kriya Shema. Everyone thinks that's like Judaism 101. You have to hold the four tzitzis. If you don't do it, your mamash should not be kars. The Vilna Gaon didn't do that. So what's pshat with the Vilna Gaon? So Chaim Volozhin explains, I saw a site in the Sefer Siach Tefillah, he says the pshat in the Vilna Gaon is why the Vilna Gaon never wanted to hold all four in his hand, because you're violating the Shulchan Aruch. two in front, two in back. If it's this mystical reason, it's a medrash. How dare you hold all four in your hand? Do you see all these people love their tzitzit, holding it the whole entire davening? Says the Vilna Gaon, you're ruining the halacha which is in Shulchan Aruch, which is supposed to have two in the front, two in the back. Now, I saw him say for Merech Nichoach, not to get too personal over here. Okay, so you'll bear with me. We'll keep it on the clean level. But if you talk in your tzitzis, yeah? I'm not going to ask you how you talk your tzitzis into your pants. But most people, not to get too details, you talk in your tzitzis into your pants, you're not wearing them out, you sometimes like wrap them around so it doesn't like all fly all over in your pants. You kind of like bunch them up together, wrap them around it, you know, without getting into too much detail. But according to the Merech Nichoach, he said, you shouldn't do that because tzitzis have this same concept. So if you're wearing your tzitzis, you really should keep it. If you're wearing it inside your pants,
but the ketter is still going to be in the back.
No, but if you bunch them up, if you take all the four tzitzis in your pants and pull them to the front and then tuck yourself in, so the strings are all in the front, you're not sitting on the strings, which is sometimes uncomfortable. So if that's the case, says the Merech Nichoach, you're violating this halacha as well. So therefore, he says, best answer is to wear the tzitzis out. Another proof, for we'll get to that topic at some point. Don't worry.
Stick them out the back.
Or stick them up.
Two on the side is...
So one second. So now we're going to get to it. Well, what about, can you tuck them into your belt? Meaning, take them out. Or wrap them around your belt, or put them, you know, on the side. Even if you put two on the side, you know, put one, two in front, the side of the front, and two in the back, but on the side, you know, but they're close to each other, but you wrap them around your belt, then they stay very, very tight. So that would make sense to put it there. It comes along the one in Zvachim, pretty wild Gemara, and talks about the big day kahuna that are too long. You know, someone wears an oversized big day kahuna, and the kohen, and it's dragging on the floor. So the Gemara says, if it drags on the floor, it's not good. It's possible. It has to be midovat. It has to actually fit him. Says the Gemara, what about if he wears the avnet, the belt, which holds the pants up, kind of like a suspender, you know? So this way, is it kosher or not? So the Gemara entertains, maybe that would be kosher, because the avnet, it says, is megiz goyiz. Literally means it cuts. But what does that mean? So that it cuts off the bottom as if it's not there. So the Munkach Rebbe, citing the Piskei Tshuvas, wants to say, therefore you shouldn't put your tzitzit in the belt. Because you put your tzitzit in the belt and you hold it, the avnet, the belt, is megis gayis, cuts off anything below it. So therefore the tzitzit under it are blocked by the belt. It's a wild chiddush. Comes on the river of Sephraim and says it doesn't make any sense. First of all, let's talk about the big day kahuna. We're talking about your regular belt. Your $10 belt ain't the big day kahuna. It's not the avnet. And he says, even more so, it doesn't mean that it cuts it off. It just means that it suspends it and it's considered for big day kuna purposes, mi dovad. So therefore, he cites the Piskei Tshuva, cites Rav Shimon Shkop, and Rav Yosef Chaim cites him as well, as Rav Shimon Shkop used to wear to wrap it around his belt. That was the minhag. You know, some I know in YU, a couple of Rosh Yeshiva wear wrap it around the belt. That's like the mahalach to do it. So this way, you know, there is some benefit to that, is that the tzitzit are staying in place. You'll always have two in the front, two in the back, as opposed to if you put two in your, you know, on the side in your pocket, that doesn't necessarily, you know, take care of this issue, unless you hold it beside is the same as the front and the back. Final issue is, well, what about if it sits inside out? I always used to have a big X on my tzitzit, until I got tzitzit which have a label on it. Now I don't have to write my big X on my tzitzit. Why? What's the point of putting an X on your tzitzis? Because the Mishnah Berurah cites a machlokas whether tzitzis need to be worn in the same manner every day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But the and why? Because just like the Krushim and the Mishkan were always put in the same place because of a Milan Bekodesh, one which was in a bad spot, shouldn't be put in a... One in a bad spot could be put in a good spot, but one in a good spot shouldn't be put in a worse spot the next time you build it. So too with tzitzis. Tzitzis shouldn't be switched around. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Ari was not machbit about this. Ari said, nah, all parts of your body are chashuv. But Mishnah Berurah seems to say that should be followed. The Igros Moshe points out, though, that if you are reversing your tzitzis for good reason, for example, your talus gets colored on, I don't know, or it gets some dirt on it, so you flip the talus the opposite way, so this way the dirt won't be seen. So that, he said, Migros Moshe says, is fine to do, and Migros Moshe proves from there, therefore if you have an aron which is put in the wrong place of the shul accidentally, you're allowed to move it to the proper spot, even though it was kovea makom. He says, because since it was an accident and it's for aesthetic purposes, you're allowed to do it. Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. So that gets into the Atara issue. Mishnah Berurah says you should have Atara like this Magen Avraham to make sure that it's in this the proper place. The Piskei Teshuva said to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that people should be machmir about the tzitzis. You should make sure that your tzitzis, when you put it on every day, is the proper way. The right way, the way to do it is just put a little X on the corner, you know, so you know the X is always in the back right or the front right, and then you're fine. Now I have a little label on my tzitzis, so I'm fine with that. You should be machmir, just like you don't put your shirt inside out, you shouldn't put your tzitzis inside out as well. Shkayach.